Friday, but it is time. They're going to be listening to Play Ball. Are you guys ready? Here you go. What are you guys going to say? Oh, wait a minute. Wait, you guys don't talk. So, hold on. Let's take a real birthday moment in here. This is hard. What are you guys going to say? Let's do it. Let's go.
And one down. It's the top half of the first inning. Pitch is swung on by Jose Kerpa. He fouls it off out of play, first base side. Jose Kerpa, the first baseman today. Right now, SP Chen, the runner on first. He had a leadoff base hit, swung on the first pitch from the left-handed pitcher, Mason Green, who's the starting pitcher today. So Chen is on first. And now, I thought it was Kerpa at the plate, and it is. Pitch is swung on. It says one out on the video boards. So that's why I got confused. But there is, in fact, a zero outs because that is number one, Jose Kerpa, at the plate. And Patino is on deck, who's the number three batter, so that makes sense. So he only missed one batter. That's good. It is an 0-2 count to Kerpa. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Nice at bat there by Kerpa. Green, the left-handed pitcher, checking the runner on first. Now delivers. It's swung on a chopper to the second baseman. Brito fields it. Goes to second for one. On to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. So bases are now empty for the right fielder, Wildered Patino. Pitch to Patino, swung on, fouled out of play. Strike. Here's the pitch, missing low and inside. Count is 1-1. Green is 4-1 this season with a 2.44 ERA. This is the series finale against the Grizzlies here in Fresno. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. For a Hyde have yet to win a game here at Chuck Chancey Park this series and also last year as well. For a Hyde looking to avoid the sweep today. The pitch missing outside. Count is 2-2. Yesterday, the Rawhide fell 15-5. It's the top half of the first inning scoreless here in Fresno. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Patino goes down swinging for the final out of the first. 1-2-3 inning of work, although there was a leadoff hit by S.P. Chen. Heading into the bottom half of the first, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought.
That's the pitching today? Miguel Gill.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I only seen him twice, but...
Yeah, it's not bad. The only hits he gave up were those two home runs on Tuesday. Those are his only hits he's given up this season so far.
Grand Slam, too. Wasn't it?
I don't think... No, it was back-to-back solo shots on Tuesday. The Grand Slam, I think, was Sierra. I'm sweating. Feels like the AC's not on.
It's not on?
It feels like it's not. I'm probably just sweating because I got mad.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think so.
Okay, that makes it feel better then. Come on, Miguel.
in the fourth inning. I don't want to stand in line. I'm moody as fuck. It's okay. I just know how to mask it.
I missed a few of my pills when I was sick because I was like not thinking, and I think I'm moody because of that. My hormones are off, yeah. And like whenever the doctor says you're allowed to take up to 2 a day if you're catching up, so like I think I just inhaled a lot of hormones.
No, I do 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, you must be so upset when that happens.
Makes sense.
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. It's the bottom half of the first inning. The pitch to Juan Brito misses outside. Count is now 1-1. On the mound for the Rawhide is Miguel Gill. Gill, a right-handed pitcher from Venezuela. The pitch, swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. So usually it's Yeifer Perdomo who's on the mound for the Rawhide on Sundays now. But Perdomo, along with J.J. D'Orazio, fell under the weather this week. The pitch swung on and missed strike 3. Brito strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the used car supercenter, where many are priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, nobody on. For Yankiel Fernandez, swings and misses at the first pitch. So again, Perdomo and D'Orazio are feeling under the weather this week, and I actually got the same illness that they did too. And let me tell you, even though it was diagnosed as the common flu, it was not common. That put us on our butt this week. The pitch tries to check his swing, he does go around. So Perdomo is feeling well enough to be here with the team today, but of course, after you're sick and maybe have a fever, you're not going to be able to feel good enough to start a baseball game, especially in the heat like we have here in the 90s. The pitch swung on, a ground ball foul. So it is Miguel Gill starting. He's not pitched more than 3 1/3 innings of work this season for the Rawhide, and his longest in his 2-year career is 4 1/3. So basically, we're going to have a little bit of a bullpen day here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gill. Another one brought to you by Visalia Kia. Gill is 0-1 with a 2.84 ERA. And he has faced Fresno already. He came in relief on Tuesday's game and took the loss. Gave up 2 earned runs off of 2 hits. Those 2 hits were home runs. At the plate is the designated hitter, Braxton Fulford. Pitch misses inside, ball 1, so he's only given up 2 hits to the Grizzlies. They're only batting 167 against him in the 3 1/3 that he's pitched. And those 2 hits were the back-to-back home runs. The pitch comes inside and hits Fulford on his hip. That'll be the first base runner of the day. 2 down, runner on first for the catcher, Hunter Goodman, who leads the league in home runs. The pitch from Gill, coming inside, misses. Catching for Gill today is his roommate, Sergio Gutierrez. At third base, Gene Walters. Shortstop, Juan Cornell. At second, S.P. Chen. And on first, Jose Kerpa. Pitch misses high and inside. Ball 2. I believe this is the first time I've ever seen Jose Kerpa play first. Didn't get a chance to talk to him before the game to see if he's taken some work there, but I mean, you don't just throw someone at first base without them taking at least a few ground balls. Here's the pitch, missing high and in. In left field, it's Junior Franco, center field, Alvin Guzman, and in right field, Wildered Patino. Now a 3-0 count to Goodman. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball 4. A 4-pitch walk given up to Goodman makes it runners on first and second.
Slashers, the official smart robotics of Miami baseball, will pay $1 to $10 for Borea.
Now here's Gabby Hernandez. He's going to have a conversation with Gil on the mound. Gil's at 14 pitches so far. Hasn't gotten through the first inning just yet, but just one out away from getting out of it. Juan Guerrero's going to bat from the right side. He's followed by E.J. Andrews Jr. He's followed by Trevor Boone. Batting eighth is Ben Semmes in his first start with the Grizzlies this season. And batting ninth is Iverson Rodriguez. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Daniel, by the way. And on the bases, Jack Wason. We're ready for Juan Guerrero batting from the right side. The runner on second, Fulford on first, Goodman. Fulford was hit by a pitch and Goodman walked on four pitches. First pitch to Guerrero. Misses, rather it's a called strike at the knees, beg your pardon, count as 0-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, pop fly out of play behind home plate. So Jose Kirpa, the first baseman, was holding Goodman on first, and Sergio Gutierrez, the catcher, just kind of waved him off, saying no scoop back to field a ground ball. You can see Kirpa not fully comfortable at first. The pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Guerrero goes down looking, and Gil strikes out the side in the first inning. The Grizzlies strand two, and we're still scoreless going into the second inning. You're listening to Mile High Baseball.
16 years old.
Okay, now it's working just fine with my computer being charged. So it was just being stupid earlier and making me angry. First pitch to Davison De Los Santos. Called strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses. Count is now 1-1. Pitch misses in. Two-one swung on, line drive through into center field. Davison De Los Santos with a leadoff base hit.
Number 12, Junior Franco.
Junior Franco batting from the left side. Pitch misses, ball one. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive into left field. A base hit for Franco. De Los Santos rounding second. He's heading for third. The left fielder now just picking it up, but De Los Santos will stay at third base. Junior Franco with a double into left field to make it runners on second and third. And nobody out at the plate will be Sergio Gutierrez. Those of you who are listening, we're having some obvious technical difficulties. Now we're using the microphone in the computer to actually try to go ahead and broadcast this because the mixer just isn't being picked up by the computer. So let's see how this one goes today. First pitch to Gutierrez, misses low, ball one. Still the mound is green. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. So Green, a left-handed pitcher for the Grizzlies. He's facing the switch hitter, Gutierrez, who's batting from the right. Two runners in scoring position. Chance for the Rawhide to score first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. So if you hear a few more rustling of papers, I apologize. Crowd mic will just be the speakers that you hear from inside here. 1-2 count. The pitch to Gutierrez. Misses low in the dirt. Count is 2-2. Huge shout out to Hannah, who texted me saying that you could still hear me during the ads. So as you heard me during the ads saying my computer is being stupid, apparently it still is. Happy Sunday. 2-2 count. The pitch. Missing low and in. Count is now full. Green, 6'1", 195 pounds. Left-handed pitcher from Kansas. Drafted last year by the Colorado Rockies in the 12th round from Central Missouri. 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Gutierrez goes down. Swinging for the first out. Still two runners in scoring position, and Gene Walters batting from the right side. Another switch hitter for the Hyde. One away, swings and misses at the first pitch. Walter is batting 176 this season. Infield shading to the left. Here is the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. De Los Santos is going to try to score. The catcher picks it up. No throw to the plate, and that's how the Rawhide score first. Davison De Los Santos advances on what I believe is going to be ruled a wild pitch. The Rawhide now lead 1-0. Franco advances to third as well. One down, runner on third. Walters at the plate with a 1-1 count. Infield now comes in, and it is officially ruled a wild pitch. Green sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into left field. A base hit for Walters. Franco will score, and the ball gets by the left fielder, Andrews. Walters now heading for second. He'll stay there, so it'll be a base hit for Walters and then an error on Andrews for Walters to advance to second. That's the first error of the day for either team. Clearly, Clearly, the Grizzlies need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Alvin Guzman batting from the right side. He had his first hit as a member of the Rawhide yesterday. Runner on second, one down. The pitch misses low and in. Rawhide lead 2-0. Guzman is the center fielder today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined, foul, behind the plate, out of stands. Infield shading to the left. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, gets by the catcher. Walter's going to try to go to third. Goodman picks up the ball, does not end up throwing to third base. The ball skirted away from him down the third base line. Gutsy play by Walters, but he read it well. And Goodman tried to throw to third base, but it was the right call to hold the ball. So Walters now standing on third because of another wild pitch. And the infield comes in again with one down. Rawhide lead by two. The pitch. Swung on. In the dirt. Strike three. Goodman picks it up, throws to first base, and Walter stays at third. Corny elbow. Corniel will now bat from the right side. So Corniel batting from the right. Runner on third, two down, Rawhide lead by two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. So just so you all know, you're probably going to lose connection to this broadcast in the next half inning. I'm not even going to actually sign off because you're not going to be able to hear me over the speakers. So we're going to disconnect and try to reconnect to see if we can get you through the mixer. That we don't have this issue all game. The pitch swung on, lined into center field by the diving second baseman. An RBI for Guzman. He's standing on first with the Rawhide now leading by three. And I beg your pardon, it's actually Corniel on first, not Guzman. Here's S.P. Chen, who singled in his first at-bat. Pitches a called strike. Pitch to Chen. Missing low. Count is 1-1. Chen singled into center field in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. The shortstop picks it up, touches second, and that will end the inning.
Swung on, popped up behind home plate, but it'll be out of play. One, two count. Swung on, chopper up the middle. Chen ranges, sets his feet, the throw to first, not in time. Andrews is safe at first base. So, the only thing about that was the fly ball that Gutierrez. The only thing was the pop fly that I said went out of play. I thought it was definitely out of play off the bat, too. Boone, by the way, is at the plate. The pitch gets by the catcher, Gutierrez, and it comes right back to him. But Chen, the second baseman, wasn't at second, ready to receive a throw. I don't think Andrews would have been out anyway. But going back to the pop, the foul pop-up that Andrews had, myself and the catcher, Gutierrez, thought that it was definitely going to be out of play. And then all of a sudden it landed right in front of the netting behind home plate. The pitch is a called, beg your pardon, misses. But had Gutierrez given chase, he might have been able to make that catch. Didn't even give a offer at it. And not trying to put blame, but then the runner is now on second base. The pitch misses outside. Instead of being out, he got a single up the middle. And again, off the bat, I truly thought it was going to make it to the stands, but there's so much foul territory here that it ended up landing on the playing surface. So if Gutierrez gave chase, might have been able to make that out, and instead it'd be one down instead of a runner on second. Pitch. Here's the pitch. Called strike, and Boone will be brought back. He thought it was ball four. It'll be a full count now. Three-one count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Beg your pardon, it's still 3-2. Gill on the mound in his second inning of work. The Rawhide lead 3-0. Pitch to Boone. Missing outside, ball four. Boone draws a walk to make it runners on first and second. Nobody out. That's the second walk given up by Gill today. And now Ben Semmes is batting from the left. This is Semmes' first start with the Grizzlies. He came to Fresno 2 days ago, but wasn't officially added to their roster until yesterday. Came in defensively at first and had that bat yesterday, and now here he is with his first start. He came to Fresno from Spokane, which is the high A affiliate of the Rockies. The pitch, missing outside, hits off the glove of Gutierrez, and both runners will advance. It's now two runners in scoring position. And give that a wild pitch. So Andrews on third, on second is Boone, Semmes at the plate. 1-0, missing high and out. Gill sets. The pitch. Swung on. Foul down the first base side. Infield shading to the right against the left-handed hitter. Only infielder that's not really shifting to the right is Gene Walters, though he's playing a little bit off the line, but he's in, even with the base path. Two, one. Swung on, ground ball foul again down the first base side. 2-2. The pitch. Misses outside. Count is full. Nobody out, two runners in scoring position. Infield is back. The pitch. Missing inside, ball four. Sims draws a walk to make it bases full and nobody out for the Grizzlies. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach of the Rawhide Old. Every Rawhide mound visit this year is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. It'll be Iverson Rodriguez, number 9 batter at the plate. On third, E.J. Andrews Jr. On second, Trevor Boone. And on first, Ben Sims. Rodriguez is batting from the right side. The pitch. Called strike. Gutierrez thought about throwing down to third, but he dropped the ball on the transfer. Wind is blowing out to right today, as it is every game here, it seems like. Gill kicks. Swung on, fouled off. So first pitch today at 5:07. Temperature is 94 degrees. Expected heavy winds tonight. 15 miles an hour right now at first pitch. Iverson Rodriguez taking some extra time as he fouled off a pitch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Down the third base side. Count is still 0-2. Full count. Here's the pitch. Missing high and in. Ball one. Rodriguez this season batting 197. Rawhide lead by 3, but the Grizzlies threatening. The pitch swung on, ground ball up the middle. Diving as Chen hits off his glove, goes towards the shortstop. One run will score. Here comes 2. Everybody is safe. And now they're going to go as the ball gets away from Chen, and he's in some pain there at second base. And just like that, it's a tied ball game. We'll go through that again. A ground ball up the middle. It'll be a base hit. And then 2 runs score on it. The ball hit off of Chen's glove, went towards the shortstop area, and no one was there to go get it because both the second baseman and shortstop went for the ground ball, which is typical. So everyone's scrambling to go get that ball. Because of that 2-run score, it's Andrews Jr. and Boone score. Sims heading for third. Rodriguez went to second when the ball got away. The throw went to second. And Chen, when he tried to pick up the ball, he hurt his hand. And it got away from him. He didn't go get the ball because he was in pain. And no one was there to go get it again because everyone was going for the ball to the shortstop area when it got away from Chen. So because of that, Sims was able to score from third. I mean, that was Bears because they were actually looking like they were making decent plays. It wasn't like they were missing balls or anything. But just, I don't know, bad news Bears and just how unlucky it was where everyone just happened to be in a different area where the ball was. I guess that's just how unlucky baseball is sometimes. So, I think Chen says he's okay. He's going to stay in the game. It is his glove hand that's injured. So, they're going to give it a single. And then it's going to be an E4 on what I'd assume would be when he tried to catch the ball and the third run would score. We'd have to go and double check that for you. I'm going to try to do that right now. Now Juan Brito batting from the left. Tied ball game, bottom half of the second. Squares to bunt, pulls back at the ball. The throw down to second is not in time. Gutierrez has a nice arm behind the plate. See him throw down behind runners. Worked yesterday in his favor. Brito in his first at bat against Gill. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. The scoreboard says 3-0. Did I miss a pitch? No, it's 2-0. Okay. The pitch. Missing inside. Throw down to second again by Gutierrez. Now it's a 3-0 count. With a 5:05 start, a lot of sun on the playing surface. Just some shade behind home plate. Pitch, a called strike count is now 3-1 for Brito. The pitch, swung on. Line drive down the left field line. A fair ball. That'll easily score Rodriguez from second, and Brito is heading for a second base with an RBI double to give the Grizzlies the lead. Just like that, the Rawhides' three-run lead has been erased. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Yankeel Fernandez batting from the left side, ball one. Still nobody out here too in the bottom half of the second inning, and the Grizzlies lead 4-3. Here's the pitch. He did go around there saying he tried to check his swing, and Fernandez apparently did go around on it. That's according to Jack Wason on the bases. 1-1 count. Runner takes off for third. The pitch misses. A throw to third base in time. What a throw by Gutierrez. Perfectly placed for Walters to make that play. And finally, the Rawhide have their first out of the inning. Bases are empty, too. And it's a 1-2 count. One down. Bases are clear. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball two. They're saying he did not go. Here's the pitch. Swung on, high fly ball. Foul territory, first base side. Kerpa giving chase. Tries to make the play along the netting, and he can't get to it. As he slams into the netting. So Fernandez has another chance here. Not an easy play for Kerpa to make. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul, first base side. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball three. It almost hit Fernandez. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I think that's Lister Sosa. Full count. One down. The pitch. Swung on. High fly ball into left field. Franco gives chase down the line and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So two down and nobody on for Braxton Fulford. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. And here comes Jorge Cortez. And that will be the day for Gill. Gill threw 52 pitches. Did his job. Unfortunately, the didn't eat up as many innings as the Rawhide probably would have hoped for the bullpen. But and some fortunate things that happened here in this inning, unable to get out of the second inning. It's a 4-3 ball game. Stay right there. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Sosa in relief for Miguel Gill. He's facing Braxton Fulford, batting from the right. Pitch from Sosa. Swung on, fouled off. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Count is now 0-2. Two down, the Grizzlies lead 4-3. The 0-2, missing outside, ball one. 1-2. Missing low in the dirt, 2-2. The Grizzlies have scored 4 runs this inning. Not all of them will be earned, I believe. There was one error on the shortstop. Able to get the final ruling on that weird ground ball up the middle. The 2-2. Swung on ground ball to the third baseman. Walters fields it, throws to first, and it's in time to end the inning, but the Grizzlies take the lead 4-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
They have some special goggles that they have on that they're wearing, and they pair their vision a little bit. Looks like if you were driving, you might a little too much to drink over here. We have two teams, Yvonne and Roy, and Diane and Destin. Well, here we go. Diane and Roy are going to be our Blue Rabbits. We're going to discount by trying to get a run down to their partner out there. High five them, run back to here for the first time. Diane, Roy, are you ready to go? There we go. Busy guy, take a position. Busy back on the top mark. Quick set. Go! There they go. There's Busy guy. Round and round they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know where that man's going, but 6. And drop the bat for under the entire ground over there. It was Roy. Diane. Diane has the lead there. She's going to high five Destiny. Nope, nope. And then high five. And here they come.
First pitch to Jose Kerpa, called strike on the outside corner.
Next pitch, I thought missed low, but I haven't seen an indication from the umpire. I beg your pardon for not knowing what the call was. I think it is actually an 0-2 count now. They're saying he went around on the pitch. Kerpa hit a ground ball to the second baseman in his first at-bat. The pitch, missing outside, ball 1, so it's a 1-2 count. Swung on, line towards center field. Center fielder Guerrero goes back and makes the catch. That's for the first out of the inning. 1 down. The Grizzlies lead 4-3 here in the top half of the third. Wildered Patino is batting from the right side. 1 down, nobody on. The pitch. Swung on. Flare into right field. It'll land for a base hit in front of Fernandez. Patino stays at first base. Thinks about second, but it'll stay at first. And that is a one-out base hit for Patino. So a tying run is aboard for Davison De Los Santos, who singled in the last inning. Mason Green is back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. So looking at the last inning, 4 runs scored for the Grizzlies. Only 2 of them earned. The pitch swung on, ground ball threw into right field. Patino thinks about third, but he stays at second base. I can see why. What a throw from Fernandez. cut off by the second baseman, Brito. Patino, usually on a ground ball like that, is going to make it to third easily, but shows a lot of respect for the right fielder Fernandez and his arm, and man, can I see why, because that was a bullet thrown into the infield. Well, runners on first and second, and one down for Junior Franco, who doubled down the left field line in his first at-bat. Rawhide could tie up the game here. Patino on second, on first, De Los Santos. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Four to three ball game. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Infield shading to the right against Franco. Step off towards second, and Patino heads back there. O two, misses low. Ball one. Franco this season batting .247, has 20 runs batted in. Rawhide are out hitting the Grizzlies by 7. Beg your pardon, 7-3, not by 7. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Patino was off on the pitch. Should be a stolen base. Davison De Los Santos stays at first base. Runners in the corners. One down. Potential tying run just 90 feet away. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. He fields it, throws to second for one, on to first. In time, a double play. Rawhide strand a runner on third, unable to capitalize with the back-to-back base hits by Patino and De Los Santos. And the Grizzlies still lead by one. Heading into the bottom half of the third, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Welcome back to Chuck Chancy Park. Back on the mound for the Rawhide is Lister Sosa. At the plate is Hunter Goodman. Pitch is a called strike, so it's now a 1-2 count. Grizzlies lead 4-3. Here's the pitch. Missing high. Ball two. Goodman walked in his first at-bat today, but this is the first time he's facing Sosa. The pitch is three. Goodman goes down swinging for the first out of the third inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's the pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball outside. At the plate is Juan Guerrero. Can give you the final pitching line on Miguel Gil, who was the starting pitcher today for the Rawhide. He's not usually a starter. It had to be a bullpen day. The pitch, one hopper to Walters. The third baseman fields it, throws to first, two away. Again, Perdomo, who's usually the, who was expected to starter today, and usually on Sundays, fell ill this week and unable to be well enough to pitch today, so it's a bullpen day. Gil usually goes three innings for the Rawhide. He's only able to go 1 2/3. I mean, he threw 52 pitches. I mean, it sounds cliche. I sound like his mom trying to be like, he did his best, but I mean, there were just some unfortunate plays that happened where it wasn't exactly the Rawhide committing errors, although there was one error. It was just unlucky situations where a ball pops out of a glove on a hard-hit ball when Chen really had beat it there. It's a 1-0 count to Andrews, the pitch, called strike. So Gil threw an inning and 2/3, 4 runs. Now it says 3 earned, although I thought it was 2 earlier. We'll have to check on that. And now 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikes, 3 strikeouts. The pitch. One hopper to the shortstop, goes deep in the 5-6 hole. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Sosa. Heading into the fourth, Rawhide lead by 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Sergio Gutierrez leading it off for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses. Outside ball one. Green back on the mound for the Grizzlies. The pitch swung on, a flare out of play down the right field side. Gutierrez struck out his first at bat against Green. It's the top half of the fourth. Pitch is a called strike. Count is now 1-2. Here's the pitch. Missing low and inside. Ball two. Two, two count. Pitch to Gutierrez. Missing low. The pitch, missing low and inside. Ball for Gutierrez, draws a leadoff walk to start off the fourth inning. That's the first walk given up by Mason Green today. Now batting from the right is Gene Walter. Squares to bunt, gets it down the first base side. First baseman gets to it. The throw to first is not in time. Walters is safe. That is a base hit bunt for Walters. Runners on first and second with the Rawhide trailing by one. That's the eighth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Batting from the right side now is Alvin Guzman, who struck out in his first at-bat. Runners on first and second.
Now batting center field, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Nobody out. Rawhide trail by one in the fourth. Squares away, and I think he was able to make sure it didn't hit him. Close play there. It's a 1-0 count. Squares to bunt again. The pitch pulls back. It's a strike. So when he squares to bunt, the third baseman Rodriguez stays right there in case the runner on second Gutierrez takes off. The first baseman Boone comes in, so it's between the pitcher, Green, Boone the first baseman, and the catcher, Goodman, to be able to make the play. The pitch is now swung on and missed strike two. Won't be bunting again. The pitch, missing low and inside. Two, two count. Nobody out. Southpaw kicks. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Guzman goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Here's number nine batter Juan Corniel batting from the right. The pitch. Called strike at the knees on the inside corner. Go up the middle into center field to drive in a run in the last inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two was in the dirt. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Corniel goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Green, and just like that, it's two down. Still runners on first and second. Now S.P. Chen will bat from the left. He has singled and grounded out to the shortstop today. Rawhide trail by one still. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play, left field side. Oh, 1. Called strike. Though it looked like it missed outside. 0-2 count. Shadows now coming over home plate. The pitcher's mound still in the sun. The pitch. Outside and low. Count is 1-2. One, two. Swung on. Tapper up the middle. Pitcher. Green picks it up. Tosses the first. And that will end the inning. So the Rawhide strand two runners. They still trail by one. And we're heading into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning at Chuck Chansey Park. I'm Jill Gear, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Sosa back on the mound, pitches strike one at the knees to Trevor Boone, who's batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing low, ball one. So the Rawhide trail by one, but they're out hitting the Grizzlies 8-3. Both teams have committed an error. Sosa has thrown an inning and a third so far. Second pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. swung on and missed strike two. Kind of a lazy swing by Boone, and that's not a negative comment, just more of a kind of lackadaisical, because he realized as he was too late on his swing that he should not be swinging at that pitch. So kind of finished his swing very lazy, lackadaisical. Pitch misses. Ball two. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count is now 2-2. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball three. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards left. Franco coming in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And now batting from the left will be Ben Sems.
Now batting, first time, number one, Ben Sems.
Infield shading to the right. Sems walked in his first at-bat. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into center field. A base hit. First hit given up by Sosa today. Runner on first, one down. Pitch misses outside. One oh count. Rodriguez had the weird hit to Chen. Here's the pitch. Missing outside and low. Two oh count. So again, we finally got the official ruling on it, although it might not show up properly on the game cast right now. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, hits off of Gutierrez's gear, and Sems will be able to go to second base. So now a runner in scoring position for Rodriguez. So again, it might not show up perfectly on the game cast just yet. They're figuring out a perfect way to clean it, because it is a lot easier to just tell it to you verbally instead of having to type it into a computer properly. The pitch misses low, ball four, so it's runners on first and second, one down. So on that play to Chen, it was a ground ball up the middle. Chen able to dive to stop it. It hit out of his glove and went towards the shortstop area. Two runs scored because of his bases loaded. And then a throw from the shortstop to Chen to try to get Rodriguez out at second base was an errant throw, and that allowed Rodriguez to reach second base safely and for the third run to score of that play to tie up the ball game. Right now it might be showing fielder's choice or something a little bit funky, but again, they will be fixing that before the end of the game. Sometimes just a little bit difficult to communicate that properly to the people on the other side of the game day over in New York. It is a meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez. And now over, nice quick meeting. Runners on first and second, one down. Pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball to center field. Guzman underneath it. Sims now tagging. Here's the throw. It's cut off by the shortstop, Corniel. Sims safe at third. Rodriguez stays at first because Corniel cut it off. So, runners in the corners. There are two outs. Yankiel Fernandez will now bat from the left side. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Pickoff attempt at first base. Close, but he's back safely. On third, Sims. On first, Rodriguez. At the plate, Fernandez, who's 0 for 2. This is the first time he's facing Sosa, and now actually the ninth batter that Sosa has faced today. The pitch. Called strike. One. Missing inside, gets by Gutierrez. Sims will score, and it's a 5-3 ball game. Think it'll be a wild pitch. We'll see how they rule it. And it is officially a wild pitch. That's how Sims scores. And it's a 5-3 ball game in the bottom half of the fourth. Rodriguez advances to second. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off down first base side. Count is 2-2. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, out of play. It's still Fernandez at the plate, a 2-2 count, two down and a runner on second. Grizzlies lead by two. Sosa called for time. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Fernandez strikes out. To end a wild pitch. And it's a 5-3 ball game with Fresno leading. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Number one, Jose Cuervo.
Jose Kerpa leads it off for the Rawhide. It's the top half of the fifth. Green is back on the mound. First pitch to Kerpa, swung on, a ground ball threw into center field. Diving was the shortstop, Sims.
And Kerpa has his first hit of the game. Wildred Patino now batting from the right side. Pitch misses outside. Pitch is swung on. Kerpa was off on the pitch. He's going to have to go back to first base because the center fielder makes a nice catch in deep center field. Will hit ball by Patino, but able to be reeled in by the center fielder Guerrero. Not exactly warning track depth, but pretty close. 400 feet to straightaway center field. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. The pitch to De Los Santos swung on, fouled out of play. Guerrero, the center fielder, actually in his first game in center field in his career. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. One down, still a runner on first. And Rawhide trailed by two now here in the fifth. Ball threw into left field. Nice attempt by the third baseman Rodriguez to try to dive and make that play, but hit just a little bit too hard. And De Los Santos has three hits today. Junior Franco batting from the left side. One down, runner on second is Kerpa. On first, De Los Santos. The pitch misses low in the dirt. All of De Los Santos' hits today have been singles. Quick meeting on the mound between the catcher Goodman and the pitcher Green. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at a local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. We're waiting for the 1-0 to Franco. Swung on, fouled off. One count, one down. Infield shading to the right. Rawhide trail by two. Hitting low on the dirt, ball two. The pitch. missing high and in. Franco actually had to duck out of the way of that one. Three-one count. The pitch. Swung on to one hopper, back to the pitcher, throws to second for one, on to first in time. That's the second time that Franco has grounded into an inning-ending double play with runners on first and second. Heading into the bottom half of the fifth, we're halfway through this one. The Grizzlies lead 5-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Sosa back on the mound for the Rawhide. Bottom half of the fifth. First pitch to Braxton Fulford. Called strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses. Fulford, the designated hitter today. He's been hit by a pitch and has grounded out to third. The one time he faced Sosa was when he grounded out to third. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball to left field. It's a home run for Fulford. 6-3 ball game, bottom half of the fifth. Fulford starts off the fifth inning with a home run for the Grizzlies. 6-3 ball game now in the bottom half of the fifth. Now Hunter Goodman batting from the right side. Pitch misses low and in. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide now. It's Del Moral. 1-0. Swung on, a tapper in front of the plate. Gutierrez picks it up in fair territory. Throws to first, it's high, but Kerpa comes up, comes down, and finds the bag for the out. Almost a disastrous play there, but everyone can breathe. They got an out. Made it work. And it officially is Adrian Del Moral warming in the pen for the Rawhide. One down, nobody on the pitch. Called strike. Count is 0-1 to the batter Juan Guerrero. I mentioned earlier that this is his first career start in center field. And the Grizzlies have had to rotate a lot of center fielders this year. The pitch misses low. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. Here's the pitch. Coming high and inside. Almost hits him, but didn't really have to duck out of the way. It's too high. So it's a 2-2 count. So this is with Guerrero, the fifth center fielder this season for them. The 2-2. Swung on, slow ground ball. Second baseman Chen is there. The throw to first. Not in time. He's safe. It was a slow ground ball, and Guerrero able to beat it out. Chen didn't really take his time to make the throw, but he didn't exactly charge the ball hard, thinking that Guerrero was going to be able to make the play, or rather, reach first base safely. But it is an infield hit. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. I mean, slow ground ball. Wasn't a chop or anything that you usually will see an infielder come in on it. But slow ground ball with a fast center fielder. Need to charge in just a little bit more, and Chen just did not do that. Pickoff attempt to first base. It gets by the first baseman, Kerpa, into right field. Patino picks it up and gets it in quickly to hold Guerrero at second. Be an error on the pitcher, Sosa. Oh-1 count to E.J. Andrews Jr., who's batting from the right side. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball to left field, a no-doubter. That's the second home run of the inning. That makes it 8-3, Grizzlies lead here in the bottom half of the fifth. Quick meeting on the mound with the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez.
Now batting first baseman number 3,
meeting on the mound is now over. We're ready for Trevor Boone, who's batting from the right side. One down, bases are clear. 8-3 ball game. The pitch hits him on the jersey. So Boone will now take first. Still one down, and Ben Sims is coming to the plate. Sims today has reached base twice. He has walked and singled. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Oh-1 count. Pitch misses. Sims is batting from the left. So 1-1 count. The pitch. coming inside. Two, one count. Sosa kicks. It misses inside. Nice stop by Gutierrez. The pitch, they're saying he did go around, so it'll be, we have a 3-2 count, full count, one down, runner on first. Here's the pitch, runner takes off, it misses low and in, ball four, so Boone at second and Sims with the walk. And here comes Jorge Cortez. He is going to go to the bullpen. It'll be Adrian Del Moral on the mound for the Rawhide. Adrian Del Moral, the new pitcher on the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, there'll be runners on first and second and one down for the Grizzlies and Del Moral on the mound for the Rawhide. The Grizzlies leading by five here in the bottom half of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Adrian Del Moral on the mound for the Rawhide. The first pitch to Rodriguez was called a strike. Here's the second pitch. Swung on, a chopper up the middle. Second baseman Chen fields it. The throw to first is wide of first base and goes into the dugout of the Grizzlies. So everyone will advance 90 feet. A run will score because of that. Let's go through it again. So it was a ground ball, a slow ground ball. The second baseman, Chen, fields it on the infield grass, throws to first base. Kerpa can't handle it. It was wide. A first base, a throwing error on Chen. And because of that throwing error going into the dugout and out of play, everyone's able to advance 90 feet. So the runner on second, Boone, would have advanced to third on that ground ball. He scores. Sims, who would have advanced to second, goes to third. And Rodriguez, who's safe on the air, goes to second base. Top of the order, Juan Brito at the plate. The pitch misses low and in ball. Missing low and in, so that will just be an error on the short, on the, beggar pardon, the second baseman, Chen. No RBI for Rodriguez. That's the second, beggar pardon, third error of the game for the Rawhide. Forgot about the throwing error by Sosa. So Del Moral, the third pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch, missing low ball one. Pitch misses. Ball four. Brito draws a four-pitch walk, and as bases loaded, one down, the Grizzlies lead 9-3 in the bottom half of the fifth. Meeting on the mounds with the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Bases full for Yankiel Fernandez, batting from the left side. One down, bases full. On third is Sims, on second Rodriguez, and on first Brito. So you know, we just double-checked 11 home runs hit by the Grizzlies this series. The pitch is a called strike, a breaking ball. One count, the pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into center field, a base hit. One run will score. Rodriguez being waved around. The throw is cut off by the shortstop. And now they're going to get Fernandez in a rundown. They tag him out. The throw home. Do they get him? He's safe. All close play. Let's go through that again. Three runs are going to score on it. So, ground ball up the middle. It'll be a two RBI single for Fernandez. So Sims scores. Rodriguez scores from second. The throw from the center fielder Guzman headed for third. It was cut off by the shortstop Corniel, who then had Fernandez, the batter, in a rundown between first and second. Fernandez, as he was running back to first base, was yelling at Brito, who was now on third, go home, go home. Corniel tagged out Fernandez, and then threw home, trying to get Brito out, but the throw just a little bit too late. He was safe at the plate. Nice throw, nice tag by Gutierrez, but just unable to get him out. So three runs do score. Two down, nobody on, and it's a 12-3 ball game in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And it's now a 3-0 count to Braxton Fulford, who started off this inning with a home run. Pitch misses, and it's ball four. That's the second four-pitch walk given up by Del Moral. So two down, and Hunter Goodman, the cleanup batter, at the plate. Here's the pitch, missing outside. One oh count. The pitch, swung on, high fly ball, shallow right field, foul territory. Patino giving chase, and he won't be able to get to it as it lands in the bullpen down the right field side. That is the Grizzlies' bullpen. They haven't anyone warming up there yet. Mason Green still in the game for the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the Rawhide are on their third pitcher of the day. I can give you the final pitching line on Sosa, who left this inning. He threw 2 2/3 innings, giving up 4 hits, 6 earned runs off of 2 walks, and struck out 2. Those earned runs might change after this inning. Sometimes that doesn't change until after the inning is complete. We'll let you know if that does change. The 1-1 misses low in the dirt ball, too. But all of his base runners that he left on, that he was responsible for, have either scored or been retired. 2-1 count, 2 down. Grizzlies lead 12-3. Rawhide are still out hitting the Grizzlies, though, 10-8. The pitch. Swung on. Ground ball through into center field. A base hit. Fulford heading for third. The throw is actually now going to go to second. The throw to second base is not in time. It short hops Chen, and everyone is safe. Let's go through that one again. Ground ball through into center field. Fulford heading for third all the way. The center fielder Guzman decides to throw to second base to try to get Goodman out at second because Goodman thought he was coming up throwing the third. They are going to give that a double to Goodman because he never hesitated at first base. Runners on second and third. 2 down. This is now the 12th batter to come to the plate in this inning. The pitch. Missing low and outside. It's a 1-0 count. Pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play. The pitch. Missing low and inside. The 2-1 swung on and missed strike two. It's now 2-2 count to Guerrero at the plate. Guerrero has struck out, grounds it out to third, and also had an infield single to the second baseman, Chen. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Ball 3. Full count. 2 down. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled off into the netting. Still a full count. 2 down. Grizzlies have scored 7 runs so far this inning. It's a 12-3 ball game. Grizzlies lead. Rawhide are still out hitting them 10-9. Rawhide also have more errors, though. 3 errors. Going on, deep fly ball to left field. Home run number 12 of the series for the Grizzlies. That's a 3-run blast to make it 10 runs in this inning. And it's a 15-3 ball game. That's the third home run of this inning. And again, also the third home run of the game. and a 12th home run this series for the Grizzlies. Two down. Nobody on the pitch, missing inside. Ball one. At the plate is E.J. Andrews Jr. The pitch, missing inside, ball two. Both teams now have 10 hits today. The pitch, missing inside, ball three. Grizzlies have 15 runs to show for it. The Rawhide have three. The 3-0, missing inside, ball four. That's the third four-pitch walk given up by Del Moral in this inning. Here comes the 14th batter of the inning at the plate, Trevor Boone. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. The pitch, missing high and in. Now 10 runs is the most runs scored in a single inning for the Grizzlies this season. That's exactly what they've done here in this inning. It's the bottom half of the fifth. They lead 15-3. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. For the record, the Rawhide have scored 11 in an inning this season, so they win there. Might not win a game this series, but they win there. The pitch fouled off out of play. So, ha. Whatever, Grizzlies. 1-2 count. The pitch to Boone. Missing inside, and I think it hit him. They're saying it was actually, it hit the knob of his bat, so it'll be a foul ball. That's according to the home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way. Everyone really disagrees with that, and Boone showing the mark on his elbow. Robinson Cancel is saying, can you please look at his elbow to see that it actually did, in fact, hit him. Might ask to see if they can appeal to the other umpire, Wason, but the home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way, standing his ground. Fly Daniel, by the way, that's the second time I think I've actually seen Daniel, by the way, do that. So I have to apologize to Daniel if I'm naming the wrong umpire here, but that happened to a former Rawhide player, Ramsey Smolave. He was hit by a pitch and then struck out the next at-bat, just like that happened right here with Trevor Boone, who just swung on and missed. Same thing happened. Ramsey Smolave was hit by a pitch. Home plate umpire said, no, it did not hit you. And, well, Smolave struck out and Boone just struck out. But the inning finally over. The Grizzlies lead 15-3 heading into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Sergio Gutierrez leading off for the Rawhide. First pitch, fly ball into left field. Andrews Jr. underneath it, and Gutierrez is retired for the first out. It's a 15-3 ball game. It's the second game in a row that the Grizzlies have scored 15 runs against the Rawhide. Top half of the sixth inning, and Gene Walters is batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Count is 0-1. Now 1-1 count. Pitch is swung on, fouled off out of play. First base sign. There is now another pitcher warming in the bullpen for the Grizzlies. It's number 30, Sergio Sanchez. Combined 30 and Sergio. Pitch is swung on, fouled off, count is 1-2. Just in shell shock from that 10-run inning by the Grizzlies. 1-2 count, one down. The pitch. Swung on, a soft line drive to the second baseman. Brito makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two quick outs, and now Alvin Guzman will bat from the right side. It is 7:12 local time, and playing for top half of the sixth inning. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play. Green delivers, called strike, count is now 0-2. Guzman has struck out twice today. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Green, where the Rawhide pitching staff really needed some time off to try to rest, but it should be Del Moral back on the mound for the Rawhide as we are heading into the bottom half of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 15-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Del Moral is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Batting from the left is Sims. Takes ball one outside. 15-3 ball game. Pitch misses. Count is 2-0. Sanchez still warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch. Called strike. And Danner Sanabria is the new first baseman for the Rawhide. He's in for Jose Kerpa. Should be a straight switch. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses. Count is now 3-2. So Sanabria in for Kerpa, who, again, it was his first game at first base. Kerpa, 5'9", not a true first baseman, really more of a middle infielder and an outfielder. The pitch, cold strike 3 on the outside corner, set out of the sixth. One away, nobody on, and Iverson Rodriguez will now bat from the right side. Junior Miesis is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a line drive, foul down the right field side into the netting by the Grizzlies bullpen. Waiting on the 0-1. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is 1-1. Pitch from Del Moral. Swung on. Line drive. Right field line. Patino giving chase, but it'll reach the netting before Patino does. 1-2 count. Nice effort by Patino. Usually the center fielder for the Rawhide, but since Alvin Guzman has joined the team this week, Wildert has played right field a few times now. One, two, count. Nobody on, one down, the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, threw into center field. A one-out base hit for the number 9 batter, Rodriguez. It brings up Juan Brito, who will bat from the left side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. The pitch. Misses outside. Grizzlies out hitting the Rawhide 11-10. Del Moral, a right-handed pitcher from Mexico. He sets. This is his second appearance of the series. Tries to check his swing. He does go around. Count is 1-2. Waiting on the 1-2. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, gets by the catcher Gutierrez, and Rodriguez will be able to make it to second base. That will be a pass ball on Gutierrez. The pitch misses outside. just handed tonight's announced attendance 2,280. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Brito goes down swinging for the second out. I love the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Today's also Parker's birthday, his 16th birthday. The pitch swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. That should score Rodriguez as Patino picks it up and holds Fernandez at first base with an RBI single. 16-3 here in the bottom half of the sixth. Here comes Jorge Cortez. That will be the day for Adrian Del Moral. Junior Miesis will be the pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Runner on first with two down. In a 16-3 ball game, Miesis inherits the runner on first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Braxton Fulford at the plate for the Grizzlies. Miesis, the new pitcher on the mound. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner.
Here's the pitch. Check swing towards the Grizzlies dugout down the first base side. 0-2 count. The pitch. Misses way outside. Gets by Gutierrez. And Fernandez, who is the runner on first, will be able to make it all the way to second base on that wild pitch. Fulford at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch. He's grounded out to third, hit a home run, and has walked. One, two count, runner in scoring position. 16-3 ball game in the bottom half of the sixth. The pitch. Missing outside, hits off of Gutierrez's gear again. And it goes out of play. One of the only places, if it hits off a catcher's gear, that it's going to be able to go out of play. It went out of the dugout. So it did go out of play, but Fernandez will stay at third. And to be honest with you, Gutierrez looks gassed behind the plate. A 16-3 ball game. The pitch swung on. Fly ball into left. Franco coming in and makes the catch to end the inning. Grizzlies pick up another run. They lead 16-3 going into the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Now taking for the first of Grizzlies, number 30, Sergio Sanchez. And leading off the right side yet in the top of the seventh, Juan Corniel.
Juan Corniel takes ball one inside. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. It's Sergio Sanchez, a right-handed pitcher. Pitch misses low, ball two. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The 2-1 to Corniel. Called strike count is even 2-2. Pitch misses. Count is full. Full count. Misses outside. A ball for Corniel. Draws a leadoff walk here in the seventh. Leadoff man is on as the Rawhide trail by 13. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit makosmartrobotics.com. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards right field. Right fielder Fernandez goes back. He can't get to it. One hop the wall. Corniel heading for third. They're going to try to send him. Chen stays at second. Here's the throw home. Not in time. Corniel scores on an RBI double for SP Chen. That makes it a 16-4 ball game. That's the first run the Rawhide have scored since the second inning. It's the top half of the seventh inning. And here is Danner Sanabria, who will bat from the left side. This is his first at-bat of the day. The starting first baseman today, but in the last inning, Sanabria came in at first. The pitch is swung on, popped up. The shortstop Sims calls for it in shallow left field and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Chen stays at second. Here's Wildered Patino batting from the right side. Patino today is 1-for-3. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to shortstop Sims. Ranges. The throw to first is just in time to get Patino. And that's the second out of the inning. Chen stayed at second. Two down, runner in scoring position still for Davis and De Los Santos, who's 3-for-3 today. De Los Santos has singled all parts of the outfield today. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play, right field side. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball one. De Los Santos batting .273 this season. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. Sanchez, by the way, who's in relief for Green. Green in line for the win. Did give up 10 hits, but only 3 runs, 2 of them earned in the 6 innings of work. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. De Los Santos strikes out 2. End of the inning. It's stretch time at Chuck Chansey Park, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Junior Meneses on the mound for the Rawhide. At the plate for the Grizzlies is Hunter Goodman. Takes a ball. Two. Count is 2-0. Pitch is a called strike. Goodman today has doubled, grounded out, struck out, and walked. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Two count, the pitch. Swung on, pop up, shallow left. Shortstop giving chase, so is the left fielder Franco. No one's going to get to it. The throw to second is not in time. A double for Goodman. Not a hard hit double, just perfectly placed double. That's his second double of the day. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined fouled on the left field side. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive into right field. Patino makes the catch. The throw is cut off by the shortstop because that holds Goodman at second base. One down, runner in scoring position. The pitch. Called strike on outside corner to E.J. Andrews, Jr. Pitch from Meneses. Swung on and missed. Strike two. But it swung on and missed. Strike three. E.J. Andrews Jr. waved at a slider way off the plate. I thought he held up, but he did go around. Strike three. Two down, a runner in scoring position. Pitch misses outside. At the plate, Trevor Boone. Boone today has walked, lined out, been hit by a pitch, and has struck out. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. One, two, count, two down, a runner on second, is Goodman. The Grizzlies lead 16-4 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. He does go around, and that will end the inning. Two strikeouts for Miesis in that inning. It's a 16-4 ball game with the Grizzlies leading as we head into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in. Some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big name. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Junior Franco takes ball one inside and low for the first pitch. It's the top half of the eighth. Sanchez back on the mound, and the Grizzlies lead 16-4 here. Here's the pitch. Swung on line down the right field line, but it is foul into the netting. Well, unless the Rawhide can score 12 runs in two innings, it looks like the Grizzlies are going to sweep the Rawhide. This will be the first time the Rawhide have been swept during the season. Pitch misses outside. Pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play behind home plate. Sanchez, the second pitcher of the day for the Grizzlies. Mason Green in line for the win. He did give up 10 hits, but only 3 runs and 2 of them earned. Walked a batter and struck out 6. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Two count. Grizzlies only out hitting the Rawhide by 2 hits, 13-11. But 12 more runs to show for it. Time is called, and it's a automatic ball called on Sanchez. So it's now a full count. Sanchez, 6-1 this season, a 3.48 ERA, the pitch. Misses low and outside, a ball for Junior Franco. Draws a leadoff walk. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. Sergio Gutierrez now batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. Gutierrez today has struck out, walked, and flown out to left. One oh count. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is 2-0. Two oh. The pitch. Missing inside. Ball 3. Sanchez in his 21st appearance out of the bullpen. He's thrown 31 innings of work. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 3-1. He has struck out 37 while walking 17. Opponents are batting 223 against him. 3-1. Called strike. Count is full. The pitch. Missing inside, ball 4. Back-to-back walks given up by Sanchez to start off the top half of the 8th inning. Of course, the Grizzlies have a large lead, so they won't be warming anyone quickly in the pen unless the Rawhide start scoring a few runs. Yesterday, the Rawhide were down 15-0 and scored 5 runs in the last 2 innings to finally get on the board. It's Gene Walters batting from the left side. The pitch, missing outside. Runner on second is Junior Franco, and on first, Sergio Gutierrez. Now Robinson Cancel asking someone to start warming in the pen, it looks like. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Cancel came to the top step of the dugout and started looking towards the dugout saying, someone start throwing. This looks like a lefty warming in the pen now. The pitch. Swung on. Fouled off. 1-2. So Moya warming in the pen. Left-handed pitcher. Walters today has 2 singles. He's also lined out to second. 1-2 count. Walters pitched in the game yesterday. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Ball 2. Looks like David Sanchez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, fouled off to our left. The pitch. Missing low, ball 3. Full count. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Walter is looking for his 3rd hit of the day. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play again, just to our left of the press box. The 3-2. Swung on, fouled off into the netting. Nice at bat there by Walters. I believe this is going to be the 10th pitch of the at bat for Gene Walters. Here's the pitch. Second baseman Brito fields it. Goes to second for one. On to first in time. That is a double play. Two down and a runner on third. Franco, the runner on third. Gutierrez retired at second.
Now batting, second fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
That's the fourth double play the Rawhide have grounded into today. Now Alvin Guzman will bat from the right side. He's 0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts. Top half of the 8th inning. Rawhide trail by 12. Two down, a runner on third. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, hard ground ball, but the second baseman, Brito, is there. The throw to first ends the inning as we head into the bottom half of the eighth. Grizzlies still lead 16-4, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas, more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand.
David Sanchez, new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He's facing Ben Sims, who just took ball one. However, it is a 1-1 count because it was an automatic strike called. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off, out of play. Count is now 1-2. One-two count. The pitch. Just misses. Ball two. My goodness. Just give it to him. Two-two count. The pitch. Swung on, lined foul, out of play. The pitch, low in the dirt. They're saying that it hit him? Or did I have the count wrong?
Now,
So yeah, they're saying it hit him, so Sims is on for the leadoff man after being hit by a pitch on a pitch low in the dirt. The pitch to Rodriguez swung on, hard ground ball by the third baseman. Walter is a fair ball, goes into the left field corner. Sims safe at third. Just a smoked ball down the third base line. No chance for Walters to get that ball. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Juan Brito batting from the left side. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. The pitch swung on, fouled off. Rodriguez, by the way, now is a three-hit day. It's the bottom half of the eighth inning. Grizzlies lead 16-4. The pitch. Missing outside. One count. This is now the Grizzlies' sixth time missing out. Rawhide currently through their fourth time through the lineup. Sun's starting to set here in Fresno, California, although no more sunlight on the playing surface. 8 o'clock local time. The pitch, a called strike. Count is 2-2. Swung on, grounded foul down the first base side. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled off. So Sanchez is in relief for Miesis. Sanchez is now the fifth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. Runner on third is Sims. On second, Rodriguez. The pitch. Inside. Ball three, full count. Sanchez this season for the Rawhide. 1-2 with a 5.93 ERA. This is his 18th appearance out of the bullpen. 3-2. Missing inside. Ball four gets by the catcher, Gutierrez, but everyone will stay where they are. Sims started to head for home plate, but he stayed at third. And here comes Gabby Hernandez to have a conversation with Sanchez. He's now bases loaded, nobody out. Full count, nobody out. Now that ball that did get away by Gutierrez that would have been ruled a wild pitch had Sims scored was far enough away for Sims to score, but they lead by 12 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No reason to run up the score anymore. Nice, kind of a controversial topic, but I'd say nice sportsmanship. The pitch is a called strike. Now, of course, I understand that people are saying this is a professional baseball game. You need to stay competitive and play the game to your fullest, which would include scoring on that wild pitch, but it's really unnecessary. The 0-1 called strike on the outside corner. Now, we're not asking guys to strike out or saying don't score on a single into center field or a double when you're standing on second and staying at third base, not saying that at all, just don't make the unnecessary plays. The pitch misses outside. That would run up the score. So, for example, Wilder Patino standing on second, and it's a line drive into center field, hops in front of the center fielder for a base hit. Patino probably could score on it because he's so fast, but do you really need to be running to run up the score? That's in the case if the Rawhide were winning, of course. Just some food for thought. Pitch misses outside. Count is 2-2. Brian Quijada is standing in the on-deck circle. He will be hitting for Fulford. Fernandez at the plate. The pitch swung on, ground ball. Second baseman Chen ranges, makes the play in right field. The throw to first is in time for the first out of the inning, and Sem scores. So it's an RBI ground out for Fernandez. Runners on second and third. Brian Quijada will bat from the right side. Now that's a perfect play. People who are old school baseball thinkers, you say you shouldn't run up the score, things like that. They would say that it's okay that you score on a play like that. A hard ground ball to the second base where they had to range, and you're going to score easily on that. Yes, go ahead and score. Don't just stay at third base to stay at third base and rob your teammate of an RBI. The pitch swung on, lined into center field. Lands for a base in front of Guzman. One run will score. They're going to hold Burrito at third. Makes it a 18-4 ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. So again, what I'm saying is don't make the extra effort to score a run, but score the runs that are an ordinary effort. Best way to describe it. Runners in the corners, one down, an 18-4 ball game with the Grizzlies leading. Batting from the right, Hunter Goodman. The pitch called strike. So Brito, the runner on third, and Quijada standing on first with the RBI single. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Beg your pardon, it's a high fly ball into left field. The pitch is caught by Franco. Off the corner of my eye, I was looking down at my scorebook, and I thought I saw it to the left, down the left field line. It turned out being in foul territory. Error on the broadcaster. My bad on that one. I was looking down, trying to catch up with my book on Quijada pinch hitting, and I looked up and I thought I saw the ball going out of play, but instead it's caught by the left fielder. Everyone stays where they are, so two down. Now at the plate is Juan Guerrero. The pitch swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Cornell fields it. Rawhide will have their last ups as they trail by 14 heading into the top half of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Pitch to Juan Cornejo. Misses inside. New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. Pitch misses in. So the new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Ever Moya, left-handed pitcher. He's the third pitcher of the evening for Fresno. Pitch is swung on, fouled off out of play. Oh, a nice catch made by a fan down there. Pitch misses low. Pitch is swung on, a hard hopper to the second baseman. Brito fields it, throws to first, and that's the first out of the top half of the ninth inning. Top of the order for the Rawhide, S.P. Chen coming to the plate. One down. Here's the pitch. Missing low and outside, ball one. Where are you going? 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball two. So the Rawhide now to be swept for the first time this season. They'll fall to an 8-game losing streak. The pitch. Misses. Three, one count, one down. The pitch. Misses outside. Ball four. S.P. Chen draws a walk to have a base runner here in the top half of the ninth of the Grizzlies leading 18-4. Brings up Danner Sanabria batting from the left side. This will be his second at-bat of the day. Swung at the first pitch in his first at-bat and popped out to the shortstop. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. The pitch. Swung on. Tapper foul down the first base side. Rawhide will fall to 16-41. The Grizzlies will improve to 38-19. Tomorrow will be an off day for the Rawhide. They'll try to reset as they host the Stockton Ports for the first time this season. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball, first base side. The first baseman, Key Boone, picks up in foul territory, so it's an 0-2 count still. The Ports are in last place in the Northern Division of the Cal League, while the Rawhide in last place in the Southern League, in the Southern Division of the Cal League. So we'll see how that matchup goes. It's the only time that the Rawhide will face the Ports this season. It's one interesting part about the new divisions here. The pitch is fouled off that started off last year. The Rawhide are facing the Southern teams a lot because the Rawhide are in the Southern divisions. And then some teams, they're only facing once, sometimes even twice. The Grizzlies are the only Northern team that the Rawhide faced twice. 0-2. Missing outside. Ball one. I beg your pardon, I misspoke. That's the Grizzlies are the division team that the Rawhide face three times. everyone else. The Giants they face twice, the Ports they face once, and the Nuts they face once. Pitch misses and is fouled off. 1-2 count still, one down and a runner on first. Meanwhile, all the Southern teams, the Rawhide, face at least five times. I think the Storm are the only ones that only face four times. The pitch misses low, ball two. Two-two count, one down. The pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Sanabria goes down looking for the second out of the inning. The pitch swung on, lined into center field. Center fielder coming in, and Guerrero makes the catch. The catch, Patino's line drive to end the game. The Grizzlies sweep the Rawhide. And they defeat the Rawhide today by a score of 18-4. And the Grizzlies defeat the Rawhide 18-4. Grizzlies had 15 hits, committed an error. Rawhide scored their four runs off of 11 hits and committed three errors. Although looking at the box score, not all of those 18 hits were earned for the Rawhide pitching staff. In fact, six of them were unearned. One of them to Gill of his four were unearned, and five of the six morale were unearned. Gill will be the losing pitcher today, and the winning pitcher for the Grizzlies is Mason Green. There is no one who gets a save. Again, tomorrow is an off day for the Rawhide, and they're back at home against the Stockton Ports for a six-game series. Rawhide will try to snap the losing streak at 6:30 p.m. at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jewel Geeran, getting ready to sign off from Chuck Chancey Park. Thank you so much for listening to today's broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Have a great day.